the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
I read the story of a woman from Denver, Colorado, who spent some money on her cat when her cat broke its tooth. And I guess this cat named Tofu likes to chew on stuff, and they couldn't keep Tofu from chewing on things, and Tofu cracked one of her front teeth in half, leaving the pulp exposed. So she had to have surgery, and it ends up she gets a gold tooth.
I've never heard of that.
Of
giving your pet a gold tooth?
Yeah. And there's a reason for it. I guess the gold is hypoallergenic, or keeps them, they don't have a reaction to it the way they would some other foreign substance, and it's not so hard that they could then crack it again, you know, because gold is a little bit malleable.
I don't think I've ever spent money on my pet's dental work.
You're supposed to do it for dogs, you know, you got to put them under to have their teeth cleaned.
I think old Hank had some teeth pulled because they were bad, but yeah, I think you are supposed to.
But you never cleaned. You didn't do the teeth cleaning thing.
Yeah, I just give them milk bones.
That doesn't work.
You ever seen the commercial?
Work. Yeah, it was just
when
the commercial.
They chomp on that bone and it cleans their teeth.
Yeah, and that stupid graphic, cartoon graphic showed how it breaks up all the food.
That's
and then
right.
It all just magically disappears and floats away. Yeah, I know. We did that with our old dog. Had to put him under. We did that several times. And that's pretty crazy that you have to put a dog under general anesthesia at ease.
Well, what are you going to do? Put him in a chair and a light over their head and talk to them as you're cleaning their teeth?
Open wider, please. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
They're going to freak out if you don't.
Right. You got no choice. You got to do it. But this cat ends up getting a gold tooth. Cost of the procedure, $5,000.
No, wow. Sorry.
$5,000.
That's just a kitty cat that goes without a tooth.
Well, it can't. It's in pain.
Just put some spackle in there or something.
What? No, you can't just caulk up the hole, which sounds hot. But
okay.
Anyway, yeah, they had to call in a feline dental specialist. Did you know they had those?
I've never known one of those.
That's what I want to be after the ticket. I'm going to be a feline dental specialist, but do no procedures. I'm just going to be a person who knows a lot about it. But yeah, Tofu was under 3 years of age, and so they felt she was so full of life, had so much life ahead of her, so they had to do the root canal and then put the hypoallergenic gold alloy crown on. And then they posted pictures on social media, and then Tofu became a star because it's a cat with a grill. It's a cat that has gold teeth and is... They put her in attitudinal poses and stuff like that. That's funny. But it does remind me of the conversation of how much have you ever spent on a dog procedure or a pet procedure. And as I'm reading the top five surgeries in terms of cost that people pay, number one on the list is total hip replacement. It's $7,000 per hip.
Wow.
Whoa.
To get a dog hip replacement. But over 90% of the dogs who get a total hip replacement make a full recovery.
Wow.
Works out for them. Second on the list, thought of you, Giorgio, gastrointestinal obstruction.
Yeah.
Because you paid for that one time.
Yeah. Well, twice. Bo Jackson, the old Basset, he swallowed an army man. It was actually like two or three army men that he chewed up that were tied together, and he got caught in his intestines, and they fixed that. But then he got his, this is another.
He had a sock, didn't he?
Oh, he passed socks all the time.
Wait.
He never had a problem with the sock.
He passed socks all the time?
Yeah, he used to steal the kids' socks, would eat them, and then we'd have to pick them up in the yard.
Lucky.
Yeah, he was
what
ridiculous.
Is he doing?
He ate everything. But sadly, he got his... This is why some people don't put collars on their dogs. He got his collar caught on a bush in our backyard and gnawed off the branch that it was caught on, and that's what perforated something in his intestines. But we tried to save him, and I think that was the most expensive.
That's what he ultimately died of, was that incident,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
but we would have. I can't remember what the amount was. It was so high, but you know, our boys were little, and
yeah,
they were hoping he was going to pull through, and it was awful.
And if you're the person who runs the money in the household, there's no way to say no to
no.
it. You're always outvoted.
Yeah.
And your family will have you emptying the 401k and taking out a mortgage on the house to save a dog that has a 1% chance of survival.
Guilty.
And you can't, you try to be the gentle bad guy saying, you know, maybe we ought to look at this as, you know, this is fine. And you know what? I think Bo would want to go meet his old friends
what?
Now.
Oh, no.
Shh, Bo, work with me here.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
It's so hard to be the jerk who's not. No. You're not even a jerk. You're trying to bring reality to it in some sense, because when you have a procedure, I had to make this decision on a cat. Like, why don't I get bubble voice?
On a cat. Did you see that on a Scott Baio after school special?
Took the cat in and diagnosed with the cancer. Had the cancer, and it was the old, but there are treatment options. And of course, the person with me was, tell us what are the treatment options? Yes, anything. Well, it's a round of chemotherapy, multiple rounds, and there's some surgery. It'll be around $10,000.
You're shaking
and
your head trying to knock the cobwebs out.
I look at his eyes and I see he's ready to go.
He's ready.
I see him ready. I think he really senses the rainbow bridge. And then I remember Jake, our dog, he got the torn one of those tendons. I forget which one it is for dogs.
They have an ACL, I think.
Yeah, ACL or MCL or CDL.
You almost got to hope it's a cramp.
That's what I said.
Let's call it a cramp.
And so they're like, okay, we fixed that. It was like $4,000. And then they said, at the end of that, they say, now we do want you to know that dogs that have had this repair, there is about a 60 to 70% chance that the other one will also go.
Oh my gosh.
And the other one also went within like 6 months and that one just didn't get repaired.
Yeah, my dog tore an ACL. She was about 14, and the doctor wouldn't operate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's too old. It's not worth it.
So unfair that they don't live as long as humans do.
Yeah.
I know.
Our friendly companions. I remember I had a parakeet that I was willing to pay $1,000 for. A parakeet.
For what?
I just fell in love with this little parakeet thing.
Oh, just to buy one.
Yeah, the parakeet showed up
sort of treatment.
At my apartment, and I took it in. I was like, this thing's out in the bushes out in front of my house. There's not parakeets around here. So I took it in, was taking care of it for, you know, a few weeks, a month, put up signs and everything, finally get contacted by someone, and did the description, all that. He's like, yeah, that's mine. I think you got my bird. And I was like, oh, man, I love this thing. Is there... Anyway, I'll pay you $1,000 for this bird. I love it so much.
Jeez.
I know. And the guy said, that's all right. You can have it. I got a lot of them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say,
the guy took
the money.
He was the absolute worst businessman ever
or
in the history.
Or just a kind human, maybe.
That's what I like to think. Yeah. But I didn't ever pay $1,000 for bird surgery. Can they do bird surgery?
I guess.
I've never heard of that, but I'm sure it's been done.
And then,
it's like some people get pet health insurance.
I know.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad idea.
Did you have pet health insurance?
No.
Can we put our pets on our PPO up here at
I'm going to ask next time.
Why don't they offer that through work?
Yeah,
they're
independent.
Should.
Yes.
They're dependent
they're
on us.
They're an absolute dependent on you. They live inside your home. So why don't they offer affordable pet insurance with your workplace? It would make sense. Because if you have enough people paying into it at work.
Healthcare is already so ridiculously expensive. If you added pet costs to that and it all goes up even more, I don't think people would want that. They just most people would say, just let the pup pass away.
God. Can you imagine being a vet and having to put people's animals down all day and then owners in there crying?
Gosh.
It's the worst. How many of you guys had to put down?
One for me.
Only one.
It was more my parents' dog. It was after we went off to college, my sister and I. They had to put her down, Duchess.
Mm-hmm. That was the boxer?
Yeah. She was kind of like a family dog, but it didn't hit me as hard as it hit my parents.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, just one.
Five.
Wow. Dang. That's a lot. Were you bedside for all of them?
Yeah.
Hearing their last testimony and them admitting to stuff?
Boy, my old bird dog, too, in high school, I was an adult when she was still living with my parents, and I think she was 14 or 15. English setter, beautiful dog. You remember old Belle?
Oh, yeah. She could run the option.
Yeah. She could play football. She was great. And she looked up at me one last time.
Oh.
And put her head down.
Oh, stop. What are you doing to us?
It was so bad.
Why did you do that to us?
I don't know.
Why did you have to share that pain?
Was like 30 years ago, and it still gets me.
Pass it on to all of it. Now every P1's going to carry that for the rest of the day.
The Stars won last night.
That is true.
Okay.
In honor of Bell.
Yes, that was for Bell.
In honor of Bell. And coming up at 7:15 today, I'm going to tell you about a automotive race that, George, you're going to love. This is right up your alley.
Okay.